The shuttle Endeavour lifts off on a 9-day Earth mapping mission. President Clinton fires back at healthcare critics. Rebels launch a new offensive in Rwanda. Good morning, this is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. They're a little behind schedule, but the Space Shuttle Endeavour astronauts are exactly where they want to be this morning. Dan Revive reports from the Kennedy Space Center.
After a one-day delay to check suspect engine parts and another one-day delay because of clouds and windy weather, this morning was just perfect.
3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Endeavour.
The six astronauts will use a $380 million space radar laboratory to map conditions on Earth, focusing especially on rivers and deserts, where scientists from 13 countries will be taking measurements at the same time, explains CBS News consultant Bill Harwood.
The main thing the crew will be doing is keeping the shuttle precisely pointed so that the radar is pointing at the right target on the ground. That's going to require more than 450 rocket firings during this mission. And also, they'll be taking thousands of photographs, up to 14,000 photographs.
At the start of the scheduled 9 days, no real problems. Dan Revive, CBS News, Kennedy Space Center.
The subject was health care, and President Clinton faced some pointed questions at a televised town meeting last night in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Is your plan really a health plan, or is it a power grab? I do not want to hear compassion. I want something more.
The president insisted he's not interested in socialized medicine.
I don't plan to take over the health care system. I don't want the government to run it. I think the government should help to organize the markets so that small business people and self-employed people can afford to have insurance.
Mark Noller has more on the president's health care road trip.
At the end of a week-long campaign-style blitz for his health care plan, the president hopes that, if nothing else, he gained ground on critics in Congress, which returns from a two-week Easter recess on Monday. In health care forums and rallies in the Southeast and Midwest, and in three televised town meetings broadcast in 14 states, Mr. Clinton repeatedly urged his audiences to send Congress a key message on health care.
Please act now. We will not know any more about this next year than we do this year. It's just going to be like an ingrown toenail. It'll get worse, not better, if we don't move.
It reflects the worst fear of the White House that endless debate of the health care issue will produce delay after delay and keep the president from getting his top legislative priority this year, passage of a health care bill. Mark Noller, CBS News, Washington.
Hopes for an early end to the tribal bloodletting in Rwanda faded today. British diplomat Tony Wood says rebel forces launched a new offensive on the streets of the corpse-lined capital city, Kigali.
During the night it had quietened down, but now it seems to be erupting again. Yeah, I think everybody is beginning to fear that there's no resolve here at all.
Du contingent belge, du bataillon, dédié à Kigali.
Belgian troops have been ordered to prepare for evacuations from Kigali, and U.S. Marines are standing by in Burundi. Army Colonel Robert Murielsen in Bonn outlined the game plan.
The Marines from the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit are being deployed as a contingency in case there's any problem evacuating U.S. personnel out of there.
So far, there's no report of harm to any of the 250 or so Americans in Rwanda. But reports say the fighting has left hundreds, perhaps thousands of people dead. It began after a plane carrying the presidents of Rwanda and neighboring Burundi was apparently shot down. There's no sign of a break in Japan's political stalemate, as Steve Herman reports from Tokyo.
Members of Japan's governing coalition, confused and divided following the sudden resignation of the prime minister, have agreed to select a new premier and cabinet next week. In the meantime, they'll be meeting to determine if the present government will remain intact. Morihiro Hosokawa's decision to step down is setting off an unprecedented reshuffling of alliances involving the entire Japanese political spectrum except for the communists. There are several small parties which can upset the balance of power. Most are composed of members who used to be in the conservative bloc, known as the Liberal Democratic Party, which itself is trying to take advantage of the confusion to regain the grasp on power it held for 38 years until last August. Steve Herman for CBS News, Tokyo.
Chinese officials defused a potential human rights contretemps by assuring French Prime Minister Ballader they weren't rounding up dissidents ahead of his visit to Shanghai. The French demanded an explanation after hearing reports that a roundup was underway. The latest attempt by President de Klerk and Nelson Mandela to get Zulu chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi in the fold for South Africa's elections later this month ended in failure. Maggie Stirner has that.
A long day of talks turned into a grueling night of acrimony, and none of the conflicts between Buthelezi and South African leaders was resolved. Buthelezi and his nephew, Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini, want to control their homeland even after this month's election, and Buthelezi wants the election postponed. Mandela refused to consider it.
We cannot postpone our freedom.
Buthelezi says although he's frustrated,
I know the game of waiting. I prefer to wait to do the right thing.
Another meeting between the so-called Big Four could happen next week. Until then, the death toll from political violence continues to rise in KwaZulu, despite the state of emergency. Maggie Sterner for CBS News, Johannesburg.
Bosnian Serbs have made new inroads against the embattled Muslim enclave at Garajda. Rob Anink is a UN spokesman in Sarajevo.
They have taken the Gradina Heights itself, the highest point in this stronghold. They have direct line of sight, but they did not take the whole stronghold.
UN and U.S. envoys continued to shuttle between Muslim and Serb leaders, but with no apparent progress toward ending the fighting. An ex-Soviet spy's book, due for release next month, reportedly claims that a former Carter administration official was recruited by Moscow and fed U.S. secrets to Russian agents. The New York Times says the FBI is investigating. The one-time White House aide is identified only as Socrates. Reports from Moscow say a member of Russia's counterintelligence service has shot and killed as many as four colleagues and taken control of a small ship near the city of Murmansk before being apprehended. The Los Angeles Dodgers seem to run into trouble when they play the Atlanta Braves on April the 8th. On that day 20 years ago, Hank Aaron hammered his 715th home run to break Babe Ruth's career record. Last night, Braves lefty Kent Merker threw a no-hitter against the Dodgers.
I honestly wasn't overly excited at the time. I was happy that we had enough runs, maybe I could get a win out of it. And, the no-hitter would have been a bonus, and I was fortunate to get it.
Merker's effort overshadowed the major league debut of 20-year-old Korean rookie pitcher Chan Ho Park, who came on in relief for the Dodgers. In Seattle today, the Boeing company will roll out its new 777 twin jet, the biggest and most sophisticated twin-engine plane ever built. Industry analyst Bill Whitlow says it's a major roll of the dice, no matter how good the plane may be.
The airplane was launched at the beginning of the absolute worst period the airline industry has ever gone through. It's possible that the plane could be state-of-the-art, the very best thing available, and an economic flop if enough airplanes aren't ordered.
The 777 is Boeing's first new jet in more than a decade. A county health official has approved a permit for a 25th anniversary Woodstock rock concert in August that clears the way for construction at the concert site 40 miles south of Albany, New York. Republicans in Galveston County have stirred up a Texas-sized hornet's nest by adopting a resolution that supports quarantining people with the AIDS virus. The resolution was forwarded for consideration at the state Republican convention in June. The British Knights Athletic Shoe Company is offering young people free shoes if they turn over clothing with a Joe Camel cartoon character logo. The company says it wants to discourage teenage smoking. A government study finds that only 54% of 12 to 17-year-olds think using cocaine once or twice is risky. It's 10 past.